Previously on Algoa FM.
So I'll go to FM Rewind with Charles Leslie through till midday today. I am very, very stingy with the time on this program. So for me to get a guest in on a Sunday is quite a thing, but today's guest needs close to no introduction. Nathaniel, welcome.
Morning.
Are we good?
We're fine. It's strange weather for me.
Well, the good
not
news
that I mind. We have to fly tonight. I've been worried since yesterday about turbulence. I can't move well.
Right. Well, what I wanted to say is, fortunately for you, you made the decision to not have any hair quite some time ago. And you're not like me trying to maintain a comb over in 45-kilometer winds.
Yeah, that's it. That's a thing. Now, I'm always just, I can't, for Charles, who performs with me, turbulence is the greatest fun on earth.
It's like I don't like those people. You can't trust them. Yeah. You can't trust them. No,
it's like
sorry.
He's at the carnival. He's like happy, and I'm dying and trying to stabilize the plane with my feet. It's a huge thing.
If motion sickness is a thing, there's a rapid tab for that. So.
No, it's not the motion sickness. Is if you fly at night and it's the last flight, I want to see the earth come. I don't want to. You don't know in the darkness what's happening. Turbulence that can happen because I see the earth is not coming closer.
Fair enough.
In the day.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening at night.
And you might want to.
Yeah.
So I was scripted. I've been scripted by Charles because he's not taking any chances. So one of the suggested questions is, how do you sustain a 25-year-long collaboration on stage as you have with Dr. Charles Duplessis?
We both have psychologists.
Right. Who consult with one another.
No.
Never.
He doesn't have a very good one. It's what I gather from conversations. But no, we're not shy. If we fight, we fight.
Do you, though?
Yeah. Okay. We have long silences and disagreements about how to do things. It was easy in the beginning because he didn't have a solo career then.
Yes.
He worshipped me. Now I'm like...
The tables have turned.
Yeah. I'm the one who said, can we do this show? No, I'm in Switzerland. So it's a different ball game with... but we've always been honest, emotionally, especially if something bothers him. He's more diplomatic. I just scream. But we say when something is, we disagree, we agree, we have ideas. We're both classically trained. We both know each other's families, so we can... you can threaten him. And,
flash so, blackmail extort. Yeah,
and we move in the same, not the same social circles, but in music and in ideas. He's easier going than me. But, I mean, also, we don't, that's 25 years, we don't just work on our own. We work with orchestras and we have a band and we do productions and different things. It's when we do touring concerts like this, it's just us. When you pop into a town for 2 days and that kind of thing. But it's sometimes tough, sometimes it's amazing, sometimes it's like anything in life.
Well, I suppose any long-standing relationship.
Yeah. So, and I have no experience in that. So it's you know where you are with him, and he knows exactly where he is with me, which makes it easier. Also, he's out of the country a lot, and I do a lot of projects separately. I think there must be murder occasionally in a boy band or people who just work together because it's unhealthy for me. And that's why they only do it when they're young, when their brains kick out, the group breaks up, and then they move on.
Past the age of 25, when you're full of, your front cortex is fully developed. Yeah. Got it. You, though, have been on stage as a solo artist for about 38 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
I worked 41 years on stage now. I worked for 3 years as a pianist and a musical director for Danel Pascal, and years at Artscape in the Cape for productions and stuff. So I learned a lot before they didn't want me to sing. And okay. I started singing in a show. The first song in my life I got paid for was singing Life on Mars from David Bowie. There was a big production, but at some point, The band was on stage, and I was behind the piano. The cast, the full cast, had to change for something ridiculous like a Beach Boy medley or something. And they didn't know how to fill the gap. So I said, can I please sing? And that's the next production, I got two songs.
Okay.
And then the next production, three. So it happened like that.
Right. In the GQ at the moment with a show called Impetus last night. Not that the show, sorry. At
no, the
Impetus.
Church
the church's Impetus, where yeah. you were last night.
I love that place. It's a fantastic auditorium.
It really, really is. I've never been.
With great sound, great lights. It's a huge, huge place, but it... So it makes it pretty. It's stretched out around the stage. So I like it. I've never known it. I've been an opera house baby for most of the 38 years since before I started solo. I've performed in productions at your opera house, but we've done schools, we've done the university, we've done the board, we've done everything here. So, but it was a nice discovery last year because it's got parking,
also
it's
true.
Safe, technically it's good. So and the dressing rooms are there. So, I mean, we get rest in the prayer room, which helps.
Who's praying? Your shawl?
For us. No, I'm a Christian, so I make him eat the sandwiches outside. But for the rest, I love the place. We'll come back, and it can. I was a bit jealous last night because when we finished and we had to leave, they started putting up the band for the service for the church. I'm like, I need the band. It's like jealous because they have a full. So if we ever bring the Charles trio or something, they come in here anyway. Charles and the trio come in here in November to the Feather. What's that thing?
Feather Market Center. Yeah.
Yeah, I performed there once as well.
I think I remember that.
It was. It wasn't just me, but it was with Mimi Kurtze years ago.
Yes.
We came and we toured and we did the Diva Divine tour and we performed with there was a symphony orchestra here. I remember, yeah, Mimi was screaming at the conductor because he was too slow. I remember that. I remember that very well.
Things I'd like to have seen.
Yeah.
You've just released your 25th book, Sweetie, which sold out last night.
Yeah. It's I'm very happy. It's a happy book. People, everywhere I go, it's like the book titles are The Secret State in South Africa or the mafia in this and the dead in the, it's all titles that scare you. I just wanted to do a thing that you will give somebody over Christmas, and I made the cover gold so that you don't have to wrap it.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's the past 2 years short stories. I do a book every 2 years. I half the book is like what comes from stage, what write for shows. Not everything you write for stage works in a book. And then I once I get a feel for what the book is about, I fill it with stories written for the book. But for me, the cover is the most important thing. You want to be happy.
Yeah.
So it's happy. You know, when I was young, and that's before everybody was listening, we had these embossed golden Christmas cards. And you're on the fireplace every Christmas or in your grandmother's house, these things, and they had music and angels and little bells and gold, and the flowers stood out and stuff. It's like that. I made the book like that because I missed that.
Yeah. Why do people keep coming back to your shows year after year? I mean, you have a cult-like following.
I've got costumes.
Very true.
Yeah.
And you can wear three at a time.
Yeah. I do. The costumes have become a great thing. It's destroying my life because I have four storage units and I don't know what to do because it's the life work of a few designers. But I also keep very close. I do the same with table settings at my house. I document when you come for dinner how the table was set so you never see the same table twice. And it's the same with
OCD
costumes.
Much?
Yeah. We have a program. I will never repeat a song or a story or a costume or anything. When I come back to a place, if you stay in the place, you might see it if you are nuts and go see me somewhere else. But if you stay where you belong, I will surprise you every time. It's very important because people, I don't know how I'll get through a show if somebody comes in ordinary clothes with the guitar and that's what you get for 2 hours. I don't know.
Right.
It's visual. People watch TV and do ironing and raise children and do things all at the same time. With me, they can do everything. They just need to get rid of the cell phone, but I'll give you then everything else that you need.
Yeah, there were a couple.
Yeah, it's also, I hoped I bring happiness or joy or stuff.
Absolutely.
To them, because inspiration is important to me. I get sick after 15 minutes of the world every day. If you see the news,
understandable, yes. And you, doom scrolling,
and you see what's on your feed, and I don't even have a feed, but it finds me. Then that's enough for the day. It will make you sick. So I want to be the part of the opposite, to talk about the world and talk about how messed up we are as humans, but make it funny and give it hope at the end of the story.
Yeah. When you're not on stage, are you the same person we see on stage, or do you become someone different when you get made up and
sometimes
up?
When I'm off stage, I dress more wildly. But if you come to my house for dinner. But I'm exactly the same. It's too exhausting to be two people. And also, you become two people if you are discovered by somebody.
Yeah.
Or a record company says, we need an artist that looks like this and talks like this. They make artists. They make names. There was nothing like that when I started. I had to go beg them all, and they all said no. So I did it myself. I booked a venue and started a career. Three people came. At the first show, they bought me food afterwards because
nice.
I felt sorry. Then they came back with six the next night, and that's how it happened. So then you don't have to change in something that a corporate has decided, also nobody knew what to do with my image. I painted my face since I was at varsity. I was aware of imaging because I used to go to and sit for art students and photography students. And I didn't mind taking off anything or putting on anything. I became aware of how images are made. And my first photographs that we took to newspapers, that was before post-production. We painted on the photo. I didn't like my jawline, so they painted for me because I read that's what Marlene Dietrich did in the old days. They painted on the pictures until it's fixed.
Yeah.
And you did that stuff. We had posters like that. So in your bedroom, I can't remember what the word is, where they had some spray gun instead of a thing. We did all of that. So I was very much aware of imaging. When I go to a shop in the day, I'm always in black and I always have huge sunglasses because I like the look. But this person behind the counter always says, so how was the funeral? And they said, no, these are real clothes for the whole day. So it's just my thing.
Yeah. What is a normal day in the life of Natalia? Is there even vaguely such a thing? Oh, okay.
Mostly. We stress. The industry's changed a lot. The world has changed a lot. We compete against every living being has now got a platform.
Mm.
Every living being is now famous. Journalists want to be famous. They made us famous in the old days. Now they want to be famous. Everybody. So you compete against people don't need to leave their houses to have entertainment. And lockdown showed people they don't need to. But slowly they came back. And there's a magic in a life on seeing somebody live on stage that has not been fixed by a machine. It's right in front of you.
Yeah, well put.
And it's nice. I force people to put their cell phones away for 90 minutes to just
leave
escape.
The world.
Just be yeah. in this blue spotlight thing I give you, or what the look is, for 90 minutes. Even if I upset you, if I make you laugh, if I make you heal, but you need to escape because it's what causes. But because the industry is tough, and we are workaholics. Shaul worked more in Europe than here. He's away 21 trips this year, so I have to fit everything in between. And then all of us performers have second careers. I write books. I do talks. I arrange. I write. It's a very hectic life. The only thing I stopped is I've cooked for years on TV.
Yes.
And that bores me to death.
Really?
I can't look at a food show on TV. I can't buy another cookbook. It's become very unimportant to me. I eat nice things, but I eat to stay alive. It's a basic thing, and everybody can cook now. You Google something.
Yeah. I see we're putting Prosecco into the brown rice and lentils now.
Yes, because it was in the house.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's just better than water. If I never throw everything out. I cook with things, and because I spend time every year in France with my family, I see what they do, and we eat out, not at Michelin star places, we go to family places, family-run places, where the grandmother is in the kitchen. So there you learn, nothing goes to waste.
Yeah.
If there's a bit of wine, in South Africa, I don't think there's ever wine left in the evening, but in some places...
leftover wine, what is that?
In some places, they are cook with it. Or people sometimes, I don't drink wine, but they give me wine as a gift. So... then you cook with it. You do things. I still enjoy doing it at home because you don't have to be cute and clever.
Right.
But the whole food thing passed me by. And now I still have grapeseed oils and stuff on the market, but it's for your health.
Yes.
And it's South African, and it doesn't destroy the planet. It's stuff like that I get involved with. But as I get older, I want to perform as much as I can because... it's a weird thing. You can feel as bad as there were days that I said to Shaw, I'm going to die at the standby call. The show heals you. Other singers don't experience it. When I walk on, all aches, pains, worries, anything goes away. It's
amazing.
It's a weird thing. It's normally opposite with other people.
Yeah.
But I'm stressed. I wish I chose a different career. Today they must come to Impetus at 3 o'clock and witness it. At 2:45, I will be wishing I have another life. But when we walk on at 3 o'clock, it's fantastic.
So I reached out to Martin Best and said to him, literally, I'm interviewing Nathaniel tomorrow morning. Do you have any advice? He says, Nathaniel has some things to say about PE. Not flattering, but funny.
No, I spoke to him once on his show, and I spoke to him about the... It's funny that you ask it because we spoke about it last night. I was shocked at some of the historical buildings and the way they look. But last night, I had the opposite experience. We drove down, is it Main?
Main Road Warmer.
I am shocked at the beautiful... there's a ton of new... like this one we're sitting in now. There's a lot of new restaurants, buildings, beautiful buildings, cute places, designed places that I've never seen before. So as one part of PE went its own way, another part is developing. I didn't see that before. We stayed different places or so. But last night we drove, and I think we drove slowly. Cars hooted at us because he was looking on his... the machine to see where we're going.
Yeah.
And for the first time, I had time, and for blocks and blocks, they were beautiful, brand new, exciting designs. So I'm very pleasantly surprised and changing my opinion on what I saw. Last time we went to see the center.
Yes.
And in most cities in South Africa, except Cape Town, that's not where you go anymore.
No.
So that's what I spoke about with Martin. I met Martin here. He's from here.
Yes,
yeah. I met him. He introduced me to your lemon meringue pies with an unbelievable amount of egg whites at a drive-thru on the beach a million years ago.
Okay.
We used to blow the top of the lemon meringue out of the car so that it looks like it's snowing because you can't eat that much egg white.
I think it might have been the something good one.
Yeah.
The first time around.
There was like you sat on the beach and people came to the car. It was fascinating.
He said also ask him about dress codes at shows.
Yeah, people still arrive like they've just... it's like the theater is their garden. Or they just finished plowing. I don't know. There is a thing. I can possibly change your life in a show, so look nice for your new life. It's just, we've lost a lot. There's a it's not a swear word, it's a terrible word in our life starts. It's a word, comfortable. Because comfortable should only be used in the sentence, comfortable does not mean ugly.
Right.
You can still just buy a bigger thing then. But dress now, put shoes on. And I'm not, you know, medically trained to look at knees that have gone. So cover them. If you just, there's a sense of occasion that we need to get back. People think they're on a hidden camera show if I walk into a shop with a suit. It's just because I want to look nice. You don't know if it's your last day. Just look, it's a thing. But for theater, it's a place where, and I call, even if I sing in a church or a hall, it's a theater experience for me. Even if there's only one light, it's a show. So it's nice if everybody makes an effort. If everybody looks fantastic.
Cool.
We still want your money, so if you look bad, just sit at the back.
Great. I don't know which show it was, but years and years and years ago, a line that has stayed with me out of one of your shows, en sy haal haar vinger verleidelijk uit haar neus.
Genugtig, dit is die meisie op 'n bus.
Okay.
Dit was oor, show oor,
anytime I talk about yeah. it, I use that line.
Ek dink dit is a beskrywing to, dis dalk a prediction van lockdown. En hoe ons habits gechange het. Ons het gister gesit op die vliegtuig, nou hoes daar ene daarvoor, maar jy kan sien, sy gaan 9 mense wegvat met daai hoes. Nou sê sy af, maar het sy haar hand voor haar mond, nou sê ek, dit klink nie so nie. Nou sê sy al, hy het nie een masker, nou soek ek in my sak, want ek gaan het vir haar gee, maar sy sal dan upset raak. Dus ek het een ding oor mense, sy unawareness if you're in public. I know where your finger goes when you're at home, but don't do it on the bus.
For instance.
Kind of thing.
Thank you for taking some time out and joining us in studio.
Thank you for seeing me in despite the fact that I'm really well dressed.
Always good.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.